In this week's parsha, Parshas Vayishlach, at the end of the parsha, we have a recording of the families of Esav. We have an accounting of all of his children. One of the people mentioned is Timnah, and what we know about her is that she was a sister of Laitan, eventually becoming a Pilegesh of Eliphaz and the mother of Amalek. Many, many years later, we're going to have a king whose name is Chizkiyahu. Chizkiyahu was a righteous king, and he had a son whose name was Menashe, who was not a righteous king, who was a terrible Rasha. In fact, it says that Chizkiyahu chose not to get married because he foresaw the birth of Menashe, and he said, much better not to get married than to bring a Menashe into the world. He was punished for this. In fact, he almost died. He had a terrible, terrible sickness. And when Yeshayahu, the Navi Yeshayahu, came to him and said to him, you're going to die for your sin. And Chizkiyahu said, why should I get married? Why should I be bringing Menashe into this world? And Yeshayahu said, you do yours. Yours is to get married. Don't worry about the results. And he ended up marrying Yeshayahu's daughter. And he did have this son, Menashe. And Menashe, we have a record of him making fun of parts of the Torah. And he chooses this pasuk. And he says, did Moshe Rabbeinu not have better things to do with his time than to write about the Pilegesh of Eliphaz and where she came from? Of what import is this pasuk to us? Why do we need to know this? And the Gemara explains that indeed Moshe Rabbeinu had a good reason for writing it, because Laitan was one of the princes. Laitan is a prince, and therefore Timnah was royal. And what happened was Timnah came to be Megayer, and she came to the house of Avram, Yitzchak, and Yaakov, and she said, please convert me, please accept me, and they didn't want her. Nobody in the house of Avram, Yitzchak, and Yaakov wanted her. And so in the end, she ends up becoming a Pilegesh to Eliphaz, who was a grandchild of Yitzchak, from the sons of Esav HaRasha, and Eliphaz accepted her, not even to marry her, but as a Pilegesh. And she said, better to be a maidservant to this nation than a master to any other. From her comes Adamalek, of course, he becomes the terrible, a terrible enemy of Klal Yisrael. Why do we deserve this? Why do we deserve this terrible enemy of Amalek? Say the Mefarshim, we shouldn't have pushed her away. We should have been Megayer her. The Alter from Slobodka asks, we know that Avram Avinu traveled all over to bring people to the recognition of Hashem. His whole job was to bring people in, to yes, be Megayer people. So why wouldn't he accept her? And the answer must be that certainly he must have seen that there was something in her roots that was rotten, despite her great sacrifice to leave her father's home. And although we don't see what was wrong with Timnah, we do see it in the repercussions, meaning in her descendants, that if her child was Amalek, then Avram Avinu was right. But Chazal still say that there was a mistake here, that they should not have pushed her away. And the results of this pushing away, we feel to this day. We learn from here how terribly potent the act of not doing a chesed could be. Even from one person to one person, what a devastating result it brought. We see a similar story also in this week's parsha with Dinah. Yaakov, it says in the pasuk that that Yaakov and his 11 children bowed down to Esav, and Rashi, quoting a medrash, wants to know, where was Dinah? I don't understand where Dinah was, because if we know that there are midrashim that the Shvatim were born with twins, but we don't see them in the pasuk. But we do know about Dinah from the Torah. Where was Dinah? There should have been 12 children bowing down. And the Medrash says that Yaakov had taken Dinah and put her in a box. Why did he put her in a box? Because he was scared that Esav was going to see her. And if Esav saw her, then perhaps he would take her as a wife, and he wanted to prevent Esav from marrying Dinah. And as a punishment for not doing a chesed to his brother, ends the Medrash, Dinah was taken in a horrible way by Shechem. But we wonder, at this point, everyone knew that Esav was a Rasha. Dinah's mother spent years of her life crying, davening that she shouldn't have to marry Esav. Certainly Yaakov knew that Esav was a Rasha. Should he really have given his daughter to be married to a Rasha? And the answer is yes, perhaps she would have made him better. Perhaps had he been married to her, he would have done tshuva. And then, you know, a good wife could bring even a Rasha to become a tzaddik. But then the question is, really? Really, Yaakov should have allowed Dinah to marry Esav? We question this because something doesn't seem right here. Why is he punished for not doing this chesed, which seems to be beyond what any person should or could be asked to do? And we can explain this by We're judged not just by what we do, but what we're feeling when we're doing it. Sometimes the act itself is right, but the emotions that are connected to the act are not. An example for this is when it says that the Yidden, that the Jews left Har Sinai, it says that they left Har Sinai quickly. Ketinaik habareach mi beis sefer, like a child who's running out of school. When the bell rings, or that final day of school before vacation comes and the children are running out of school, what it's showing is, we'd much prefer vacation than school. I'd much prefer not to be in school. And Klal Yisrael, when they left Har Sinai, should not have gone running. But the question is, they were leaving because Hashem told them to leave, and they thought they were going straight into Eretz Yisrael. And should they not have left quickly to go to Eretz Yisrael? And therefore, the problem isn't that they were leaving, or even that they were leaving quickly. The problem was that they should have felt a little tinge when they left Har Sinai, the place that we were getting all the Torah mitzvahs for. They left, which we don't know from the pasuk, but again, Chazal tell us that they left saying, the longer we stay here, the more mitzvahs we get. Let's get out of here before there's a chance to give us any more mitzvahs. So the problem wasn't that they left, and the problem isn't that they left quickly. The problem is that they left with that emotion of, let's get out of here. Had they left with the emotion of, let's get to Eretz Yisrael, we're finally going, we wouldn't have noticed the difference, and perhaps even they didn't know the difference. They didn't even notice the difference, but HaKadosh Baruch Hu knew what they were doing and why, and it made a difference in the whole trajectory of our history. It leads us to the Mesonin and the Mesavim, ultimately to Chet HaMeraglim, and the sojourn of, we didn't end up going to Eretz Yisrael 3 days later. We ended up in the Midbar for the next 39 years. It wasn't their action of leaving quickly. It was the thought that they had when they were leaving quickly. And so we can answer our questions the same way. It's very possible that Yaakov had to hide Dinah from Esav. It doesn't make sense that he should have let him marry her. But he should have felt very bad that he couldn't do this chesed to his brother. And maybe he did feel bad, but maybe he didn't feel bad enough. It's a very tricky thing when we're learning the criticism of Chazal about our Avos and Imais, and we have to know that what they're talking about are very, very, very tiny problems. So we're talking about the lack of chesed of Yaakov, of not allowing Dinah to marry Esav, and we hear these words, lack of chesed, and we know what lack of chesed means because we experience lack of chesed, or we're perhaps doing lack of chesed the whole time. We shouldn't chas v'shalom take our lack of chesed and project it onto what Yaakov's lack of chesed is. And these two stories about Timnah and Dinah are not even written in the Torah at all. They are hinted at by words in the Torah. The fact that 11 children bowed and not 12, so we need to go to Chazal and ask where Dinah was and find out that she was in a box. And this whole story about Timnah being rejected is only from this little three words in the pasuk of a chos leit on Timnah, and we have to figure it all out ourselves. But when we have a hint, of course, we want to know what the hint is, and even more important, what does this hint mean to us? What is it that I'm meant to be learning from it? And if we have to contend with an Amalek throughout all of our generations, whoever Amalek may be today, we have no lack of enemies against us. And if we're contending with an Amalek because Avram Avinu correctly did not allow Timnah in, but perhaps there should have been more compassion in his heart as he pushed her away, then how careful we have to be when we have the opportunity to yes do chesed for someone, and someone who's deserving of our chesed, and someone who we're supposed to be doing chesed for, we have to jump at the opportunity, because chesed, or lack thereof, or even a tiny emotion or a difference in emotion when doing or not doing that chesed can make such a major, major difference that can affect generations for many, many, in many, many different ways.